dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me.
Stay with me. I'm just setting the stage to recap the Great Israel Celebration Gathering this past Saturday, August 24th.
We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait.
Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 26, 2013. Okay, here goes. I have to try to fit about 2 hours worth of materials and thank yous and God-citing stories into the next 22 minutes and 37 seconds. Where to begin, what to say? In fact, I'll leave talking about the revival service that was held last night at the Community Evangelical Free Church to probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So the background music kind of tells some of the story. There are various ways that we can serve the Lord and extend His kingdom influence, power, and authority over people's lives, over circumstances and situations. And some of you, the best Great News Radio listeners in the universe, helped out in so many different ways. So I'm hoping today's broadcast and the many examples I cite will allow or empower or encourage you to step out and do some very unique things or some very simple things that'll be a real big help. And hopefully as I cite these examples, you'll say, I could have done that. I can help my neighbor with that. That's certainly something I could attend to or step up and do. As it says in Philippians 1, verses 3 through 6, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. While our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was honored, adored, lifted up, worshipped, I couldn't have been any more pleased with how the program turned out. And so yesterday at about 5 o'clock, I sent out an email to the 230 people that had RSVP'd for our event. And this is what I had to say. Wow, wow, wow! The Israel Celebration, event, gathering, food fest, talent show, fellowship, teaching, lovely, worshipful extravaganza was just the best. 3 exclamation points, followed with a smiley face. I'm still thanking God for you and the many varied volunteers that helped make this event so special in so many ways. Yay, God, for our awesome, God-honoring program lineup that included Northwind, Omer Eshel, Debbie Phillips, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and many of the singing men of GNN who closed out the evening. I know there is no way to highlight all of you that made the gathering so special, but I'll do my best to give some shout-outs on tomorrow's, Monday's edition of Mark and Friends. The below 3 emails that I just received highlight my sentiments and capture much of what I think. Now, since I wrote this at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon yesterday, I received a few more emails, so I'm going to read some of those just to give you some of the feedback, and then I'm going to brag up all the various unique ways that I can remember, and I know there were many people helping that I didn't even get to see or get their names or even notice because people were taking the initiative. And if you want to motivate me in a big and powerful way, it's just take the initiative. And I love when people say, how can I help? Those are magic words to my ear. In fact, Joey Kroll, he knows my love language, and all the time he'll call up and say, Mark, what can I do to help? Oh, well, the secret's out. You ask me how you can help, and you'll get a great smile on my face, and hopefully it'll be a God-honoring activity that'll bring the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, glory. And it'll allow you to unleash some of your gifts and talents. And so I'll highlight some of the people that did some unique things that I think we all can do to help others. But here's some of the email responses that I got yesterday. Hi, Mark. Yesterday was fantastic. Thank you for having the Israel reunion. And she's referring to the Israel celebration that was held Saturday, August 24th. The food was so yummy. We really enjoyed the music of Northwind and Debbie Phillips. Do either of them have a CD out, or do you have any kind of recording of them that could be played on the radio? I'll jump in here. I don't think either have made a CD, but I'll find out more, and they were fantastic. It was wonderful to have Omer Eshel and to hear him speak. It was also great to hear Jason as he proclaimed the truth of God's word. And the singing men were a blessing, too. It was also wonderful seeing friends from past Israel trips. Thanks for all your hard work to make this come about, and to everyone else who helped plan and prepare also. It was an awesome event. Blessings to you, Mark, Stephen, and Carrie. Here's what Alan had to write. Mark, had a great time. I enjoyed the nature trail and the fort down by the river. The music was great, as were all the speakers. Omer said something about the Bible to listen to. I forgot to ask about that. Could I get one, or is that what you are giving away as the door prize drawing? Yeah, we had Israel gift bags for everyone, and I happen to have one right here, and it contains a fun pictorial passport to Israel with lots of information, a pilgrim's map of the Holy Land, biblical and historical sites for Christian visitors, and then some more information. And then we also had The Bible Comes Alive, chapters 1 and 2, 6 video programs that Omer is featured in. And so some of those were given out to people. And by the way, we'll do a little prize drawing at the end of this program for those that attended and are holding their magical golden red ticket. Can there be a golden red ticket? Well, I don't know. Feedback from Janine. Great day, Mark. Thanks for all the work you did to make the Israel celebration happen. You have a fabulous place, as you know. The tent fits just right. Food was awesome. Program, music, and all was perfect. Even the weather cooperated. Hope you sleep well tonight. Many blessings. God's got to be smiling. Janine. Yeah, talk about sleeping hard the next day and having to take a nap after church. But thank you, God. So many great, wonderful memories. And I'll read a few more emails, because then I want to comment on how this was a team effort. People are thanking me, but really, there was dozens of people behind the scenes, so all the credit goes to them and to our wonderful God that seemed to bless this whole occasion. This came from Carol. Congrats on a wonderful celebration. God is good. The weather was pleasant, your home and land was beautiful, and the fellowship was good, and the entertainment and messages were great. I agree, Carol. This came from Mary. No dull moments here either. That's a little tagline that I have on my email signature file. No dull moments, but what is life without adventure in Christ? So back to Mary's email. No dull moments here. I'm sitting in a hotel in Texahana, Texas, something like that. The trip so far has been fun and hectic a couple of times, but thank you, thank you, thank you. When I get back, I'd like to try that nature trail and the kayak if there is water. What a blessing the entire program was. I am grateful and glad that I decided to wait till today to come to Texas. May the Lord bless you beyond measure in His love, Mary. Let me do a quick shout out for Mary. Here is Mary, this extremely capable and gifted U of I employee. Can't remember what department or where she worked with the university. Sharp, talented. What does she decide to do to volunteer? Helping with parking cars. She was one of my first volunteers that showed up, and she was out on the roads helping direct people where to park. Just an example of how you can step out and do something maybe unusual or something that people wouldn't think to do offhand, and yet was so very necessary and needed, as we had many, many cars. So thank you, Mary. And I think she said in a follow-up email that when she gets back, she'll listen to the morning program recaps while she's been gone in Texas, I guess, for about 2 or 3 weeks. Here's another great email from Marge. Wow, wow, is so, with a lot of O's, right. What a night at the Burns Bash. Mark and fellow believers, I agree, Jesus must still be smiling. I've never been and probably will not be going, and she's referring to a trip to Israel, but I hear all the stories that are being told about their lives after being there, and I am happy to have been a part of the setup, balloons, table decorations, food display, etc., but most of all is the kindness of God's people. Mark, thank you for your dreams of being around God's people and then acting on it. Your idea of the Israel celebration was fantastic. Great idea. Only you could have detailed it, knowing who to contact, when and where. The puzzle was all in place. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I think some of it did rub off on the rest of us. I enjoy helping and hope there'll be another time of celebration. Hey, by the way, I'll jump in here. It went so well, I'm thinking maybe we'll have like a campfire dessert night and we'll gather with maybe somebody playing the guitar or some type of worship and maybe some testimony sharing. How would that sound maybe in 3 weeks or a month or once I can recover and get some sleep? Marge goes on to say, God sure did allow some great weather also. Again, thanks, Mark, for all you do to keep the gospel alive in our area through the radio and in person. We love you. Anxious to see if I might be one of the lucky ones from your drawing and will be listening closely, as I always do. Thanks, love, Marge. P.S. The food, music, and speakers were also very good. Thanks to all. Yep, at the end of the program, I'll pull out some tickets. Pull out those red tickets. Here's a comment from Fred. He's a favored professor at the University of Illinois, and his classes, for many years, always fill up right away. He's certainly tenured, and he might be in the midst of retirement now. But he attended the event and says, Mark, wow, what a wonderful event. The weather was great, and Omer was so encouraging, you couldn't help but love him. His excitement was contagious. I, of course, messed up. Then he goes on to say how he thought it was at 5 o'clock and not 3 o'clock, so he ended up showing up late. And he went on to talk about meeting up with Omer, and he says, I did have a chance to talk to Omer and told him about my idea of a spring 2014 conference. He would be great. The target audience would be the Jewish and Christian university students from Central Illinois, U of I, Parkland, EIU, DCC, maybe even Bradley. One of the themes might be, in part, because Omer was so fantastic and the subject reaches into the soul, the living Bible. Anyways, thanks for the invite. And Fred happens to be a Jewish friend of mine. And I'll close with this last comment from Joey Kroll, who showed up. He's a part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, Mark, great seeing you yesterday. We had lots of fun, and sorry we had to duck out a little early, but great work to your awesome people who played their part in yesterday's event. Amen and amen. As it says in 1 John 3:18, Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Well, the actions were plentiful, as there were so many different people involved helping in so many various ways. So in the next few minutes, let me brag up our Great News Radio listeners. I'll start with the program. Northwind began presenting at 4:30. Thank you, God, for Heidi Beck, Donna Tomlinson, Brian Brown, Josiah Brown, Jason Barham, and Susie Ron, the team of Northwind that was able to make it out. What a great worshipful start. Right around 5, I opened up and introduced Omer Eshel, who you would have heard on last Wednesday's edition of Mark and Friends. Boy, he was plugging John Deere an awful lot. I wonder if he got some kickbacks for that. But what a colorful speaker, many humorous stories. He knows his Bible. He's a trained Israeli guide, and so he could share a lot of his life experiences living and being born in Israel. And I think the fourth generation, where his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather all had been born or lived in Israel. Debbie Phillips followed Omer and got us into a great time of worship. What a gifted voice. Jason delivered a powerful message after that. I shared a few quick stories, and I was pretty brief, about how God provided this great 8 acres in the woods in the beautiful home, and the journey he took me through where I prayed very specifically for 5 things that I wanted in a house. I finally got to the point where I surrendered it all to him and said, Lord, I'll live wherever you want me. I started looking around the noisy campus where I didn't want to live, but I felt that's where God would maybe have me. When I offered that up to him, a few days later, he gave me beyond my wildest dreams a home that contained all the things I prayed for and more. Then the singing men of GNN. There's about 20 or 30 guys there. We closed out with 5 songs. Oh, I should mention there were some people praying about this whole event. I mean, I know some of our listeners were, but some people out of state and out of country. My brother Stu's email last night, well, how did it go? I've been praying. Mike Mott, another close friend out in Colorado, wanted to know. He said he had been praying. And May Bolger, a new friend from Canada, had been praying and hoping for the best for the event. So the prayers were answered. because of some of these following people, and I share some of the specific things just to help us all see what a difference we can make in some of the littlest tasks. Because with all this team effort, I was able to wander around some and actually meet and talk with some people and got to enjoy the whole event myself. But Skip Double brought over his little deluxe go-kart. Actually, it's one of those real nice four-wheelers. And he was driving people around that were parking across the street. He and Mary were the parking attendants. And so he was driving people back and forth. Becky Lyle at times was acting as tour guide for the radio studio and was bringing people in. And I'll just kind of jump around the ones that come to mind or I can think of. Marge Probasco and Judy Miller, they were early volunteers helping with setup, putting helium in the balloons and attaching strings, various other little tasks. I think Edna Teicher also helped with that. Sharon Fernald was like a greeter, handed out name badges and shirts, gave tickets for everyone, and Karen Harrison, our office manager extraordinaire, assisted a number of times. Daryl and Debbie Kennedy. Debbie runs up one time, "Do you have anyone empty in the garbage bags?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, but there's a bunch of bags underneath all the bags in each of the cans." She said, "Daryl and I'll take care of that." Oh, thank you, God, for those that initiate or see a need and respond. Herb Ketchum, the radio servant, we had a little tip bucket going around, and he kind of made sure that that went from table to table. Larry Budgeteur's Bunning, he brought some extra water for people, helped out with setup. And let me share a special thing he did. He knows I love Ron Fernald's potato salad, and Sharon brought, I think, 5 or 10 pounds worth. And because I was busy running around, I didn't really have time to sit down and eat. So he goes in, makes a 3/4 plate of potato salad, covers it up, and puts it in my refrigerator to make sure I had some. So that's just a godly trait where we think of others first. Johnny Waterman, thank you, God, for him. He lives in Rantoul. And some guys at Jesus is the Way said they would volunteer and help out, so we picked them up early Saturday morning, had them to my house before 10, and these guys worked 4 or 5 hours spreading mulch, helping with setting up the tables and the chairs, and did various tasks. Their names were Ray Littleton and Robbie Hodge. Thank you, God, for these two. They worked hard. Then there were the many, many people that brought dishes to pass, from desserts to casseroles to fruit to fixins that were so tasty. Thanks for all the effort and time that you put in to bring those things. Then we had the cleanup teardown team that stayed till about maybe as late as 9 o'clock. The program ended a little after 7, and they literally stacked chairs, broke down all the tables, cleaned our 6 or 7 big 10-foot tables that had food and other fixins on it. This team, oh, thank you, God, for each of them, included Stephen Yoder, Virgil Suits, and Virgil also kept the campfire going, Jenny and Alex and Sarah Wilfong. That was a whole family effort helping out. Leslie Lee Purnell, Huey Freeman. I mean, Huey was helping take down the stage and assisting with the sound system. It was a pretty big undertaking. And I should say all of these people spontaneously volunteered. I didn't ask them beforehand to help at the end. They just kind of surfaced and started doing it. With me not initiating and no direction, they were just cleaning and grabbing and sorting and helping. Oh, Jim Gunther. He drives his deluxe motor coach, so the worship team and the speakers had a great refuge and a place just to relax before presenting. He was there extra early helping with the sound setup, the staging, the placement of things, the electrical. Then there's the sound master, Jeff Joslin, who I'll have on a future Mark and Friends program. He literally was there on Friday helping unload the staging and the sound system and the cords and everything that we needed. Dennis Rose helped a bit with that. And then Jeff was there doing the sound and then staying late, taking everything down. A great sound man. And I will mention, Jeff is returning tonight at about 5:30 to load up the stage he had to leave. I could sure use a volunteer or two to help us lift this onto his trailer. There's about 9 big sections. It won't take long. I could use 1 or 2 volunteers for about a half hour. That's at 5:30 tonight, so call right away, 217-367-7777. Dave Harrett was there. He's the chairman of our radio board, and I think he helped with some of the teardown. I should also probably do some special shout-outs again for my office manager extraordinaire, Karen Harrison, as she fielded dozens and dozens of calls and kept a great spreadsheet with all the names of the people attending and their email and what they'd be bringing. I had to even go out and get a new phone system at Sam's Club because she had worn out the other one. And she and her faithful assistant, Bethany Harrison, did a great job, even helping rescue some people that got lost trying to figure out how to get to my homestead. But I had about 20 signs on the side roads to help guide people in from Route 47 and from Route 150. So thank you, radio team. So these were just a myriad of ways that you can help and that people did help. And also financially, an individual, I think his name is Bill, I got to figure out if we have his address and everything, wrote out a check for $500 as a donation to the station. So thank you, God, for that special gift, for all the volunteer efforts, all the ways that we can serve and help expand God's kingdom. Oh, gosh, I'm out of time, and there's still more stories. All right, grab your red tickets, everyone. I'll figure out prizes later. The first three numbers are all 791, so I won't read those. But if your last three numbers on your red ticket includes these numbers, you're going to get a prize. 963, 946, 999, 016, 976, 930, and 056. So I have no idea who these are. There's no names to these. You'll all win a prize. Let me close out with 1 Peter 4, 8 through 10. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has to serve others, faithfully administering God's gift in various forms. Oh, thank you, God, for these volunteers. Thank you for praying up this event. Thank you for those that were able to attend and appreciate this God-honoring program. And thank you for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.